Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jim Nash. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. Josephson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Campaneris out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Josephson trying to get to third. Jackson throws the ball into Bando, who tags Josephson for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Nash covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cater. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Jim Nash. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Sprague now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Held now playing right field. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bando moves to third. Cater moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John bunts in front of the plate. Duncan scoops up the ball and tags John for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Gale Hopkins. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to third. Melton moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Pafletic now playing first base. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Krause now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alomar is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.